Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up for News. We are stand-up comics. We tell the news. I am James Esterline, and my co-host is Russell.
WrestleMania.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Will you shut that behind you? Shoot, there we go. Yeah, WrestleMania. You couldn't say it on
I couldn't say it on AGT. Talent. And anyway, it's too close to a copyrighted word. We won't say which one it is.
All right, well, welcome back. Thanks for being our new co-host. We also have our man on a street. He'll be calling in. He's on. Scott Patrick, the man on a street. Scott Patrick, the man on a street, is calling in. Say hi, Scott.
Hey, I'm here.
Well, awesome. How are we doing today?
Good. Excellent. How are you doing?
So far, so good. So we got WrestleMania, Scott Patrick, myself, but Christopher Wright isn't here, so we didn't do the song. You want to still do it? Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Bump, bump.
We can stand up for you.
Bump, bump.
You can stand up too.
Yeah.
Don't sit down.
Sit down.
Stand up now. Stand up for news. That's our song.
Yeah. Yay.
It's not as good without our buddy Chris here, but he's out registering people to vote. So I'm going to get into our first segment right into some news, you guys. In New York, the New York PD Beekeepers Division last week removed 3,000 bees from a Manhattan restaurant. First of all, why does the New York Police Department have a bee department? Were those bees buzz driving or something?
I'm not sure.
That was the biggest sting operation in New York PD history.
Yeah, I would actually make a wasp joke, but I don't want to offend too many people today.
Well, okay.
Not so early, anyway.
I learned this week that scientists discovered that rabbits should actually not eat iceberg lettuce. Did you know that? It gets them high. It says that it has lactucarium in it, lacticarium, known as the lettuce opium, and it gives rabbits a euphoric high. Bugs Bunny, more like drugs, Bunny.
I think that could explain Roger Rabbit really well.
Please!
Hey, man on a street, you got anything for us?
Yeah, well, first, I'll give my location. Actually, looking for a storefront in St. Pete right now. You want to hear about the new business venture?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my idea is that, you know, they're trying to get rid of abortion, make it illegal, but they can't make miscarriage illegal. So that's where we come in, at the miscarriage. We set up a obstacle course where women can run through with all the risks.
Sorry.
I did have a story here. There was a Louisiana kangaroo was released from its enclosure by a mischievous parrot. Yeah, it seems like Polly wanted to kick a cracker.
Polly wanted a roo. Polly wanted a roo.
Let me tell you about this one here. Locally in Florida here, a very cute bear has been visiting a local tennis court in Florida and apparently causing quite a racket. Yeah. Hey, Russell, do you like tennis?
Yeah, I do, and I am a bear.
I knew that would work. What do you got, Scott?
Yeah, so there was a Virginia man who had a dream about lottery numbers and played them and actually won $250,000 from a dream. That's crazy. You know, the only number I ever dream about is 69. After being married for 20 years, that's the only time I could ever dream of winning the lottery like that.
Yeah, I'm on 20 years, too. Last week, 150 gallons of sesame oil spills on to a New Jersey highway. Isn't that state oily enough? Well, it is sesame. That's the reaction I want from a bear.
Arr, he's growing
at me. All right, you want to read that one?
I'm a little afraid to read this one.
I'll give you
read that
one.
Yeah, you read that one. I'm a little afraid of that word.
All right. Keep an eye on me this time, Bobby. A kitten was rescued at a local Walmart yesterday. That makes that song Pop That Pussy make a lot more sense. Because it's a cat, I can say it, right, Bobby?
Meow.
Trailing the line there.
Meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. All right, well, then you try this one.
Okay. A woman puts out a plea to a thief to return her locket containing her daughter's ashes that was stolen from her car. She can...
She can lock a locket.
She can lock a locket but can't lock her car? I mean, really, if she gets it back, remains to be seen.
Get it, remains? What did I write? It remains in the thief's hands, whether she gets it back. All right. That one didn't go so great. But Russell's Rants is our next segment.
Is
oh,
it?
No, I skipped one. Oh, the no. Dating app of the week this week is Bible Tinder.
I'm not even on that, but okay.
I'm on it. And first came up the Virgin Mary, and of course I swiped right. And then came up Jesus, and I swiped right, because he's always got wood, right? You might not see him for 3 days after, though.
Okay.
What about you, Scott?
Yeah, well, I actually swiped left on Virgin Mary, because you don't even have to touch her for her to get pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. Also... I swipe right on Adam because he seems easily convinced into doing anything.
Right. I swiped right on Mary Magdalene. I shouldn't have to explain why. I swiped right on Samson because he's got that nice hair, man. That golden long hair.
Well, I swipe right on Moses because he can part the Red Sea.
Yeah, I would swipe right on Moses too, because he freed all those slaves, and for that I'd let him part my cheek.
You got any more?
I got. I'd swipe right on Noah because he's really good at handling wood.
All right, then now to our next segment, Russell's Rants. How did your last few weeks go since our last show, Russell?
Okay, let's see. Don't you hate it as a comic that you get to a venue and they promise to pay you and don't?
Ah.
And then they ghost you when you ask for payment. Like, you know, I'm not going to say where it is, but it's in Ybor City and it's elevated.
Is that place you were doing an open mic, The Loft?
Oh, well, yes. There is a reason they were on Bar Rescue.
Yep.
I've been to another place that I worked at Bar Rescue, had them before, and they didn't pay me either. I don't know. I got no explanation. As a matter of fact, they pulled me off early because some people were... I was interrupting their conversations. I had comics waiting to come out, and I was sent home like I was a bad little schoolboy.
That's inappropriate. But John Taffer is one of my heroes. I've been bartending full-time for 22 years. I watched every episode, and I watch all the new ones. I think he just helps scumbags out on those shows. It all boils down to the ownership. So if you're going to do an open mic, and The Loft is looking for someone, good luck with that if you want to take that show.
Yeah, because I'm the third comic that they have not paid. So it's a history, and I'm going to lose some friends over this. I don't really care. You know, as I say to them, if they've paid you as a performer, then what you need to do is mind your business.
Great.
And let me remind mine. Now, my other little rant is, I won't say where this is either, but I was a representative of this place. And because my husband got sick and I could not go, because I also had a really close friend die at the same time, I could not go to Pride and I could not represent. I was told that I needed to step down and turn in my crown and sash. So I did that. You know what? The next night when I did comedy, I was on fire because I don't represent anybody but me now.
Right.
So y'all did me a favor. But I will say this, if you preach that you're supportive of non-binary people, then maybe you need to learn the pronouns, because it's been 2 years and you still didn't get mine right, and you didn't get last year's right. So you need to work on that.
That's the MX, right?
That's the MX. And I am non-binary. I'm not Mr. I'm not Mrs. I am a little bit of both.
And you told me that, and I called you Mr. Maney last week, and I wanted to apologize. No,
that's
that.
Okay. You know what? You don't know better.
Yeah, I'm ignorant.
Okay, this is an organization that's supposed to know better and supposed to teach. And if they can't get it right, how do they expect anybody else to?
Yeah, how am I going to get it right if they
you
don't?
Know? And I'm not easily offended by it. It's it's just the fact I don't I won't even say what my preferred pronoun is because it starts with a B and then it has itch afterwards. So there we go. Now we could put it together. What does that spell, boys and girls?
Like a female dog thing?
I don't care. But the thing is, though, if you were up there trying to represent it and making it a big deal, then get it right for the third, person coming in there. That's all I ask.
I'm not only ignorant, but I'm stupid because you had told me prior and then I said it after.
I don't care.
I'm dumb. I'm a dumb idiot.
You're not dumb. You're just not used to it. These people should be used to it. These people should be used to it. They should be. This will be their third year coming in September when they're going to find a new court. So good power to that. And, of course, be careful of also other bars that just don't pay you, period.
Right.
And I had to deal with that. They will pay you, and then now somebody else comes in here and does it free. So, you know what? I'm going to send you away. Okay, bye. Bye-bye, Felicia. I got better things to do.
Here's, I'm going to show you an example how dumb I am. 46 migrants found dead from heat exhaustion 7 days ago in a tractor trailer in Texas. Did you hear about that story?
Yes.
The temperature in the trailer was at least 102 degrees, they said. And the feels-like temperature was at least sadness degrees. Muy caliente. Nigel Malt is accused of murder for running over his 19-year-old daughter outside of their home by running her over, reversing, and then running her over again in a fit of rage, he claims, because she tried to stop him from trying to go kill her boyfriend. I guess she put a speed bump in his plans.
We do need some rim shots. That's what we do need.
he's got it for us. Hey, Bobby will only do it if he likes it.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then now back to our segment, part two of Man on a Street, on A Street. Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Perfect timing.
Waka waka.
Back to Man on a Street.
All right. You want another story? Or?
Yeah, it's your second part segment.
Okay, Ricky Martin had a restraining order put against him last week. And, I guess this new song is going to be called Living La Vida Stalker.
I'm sorry, but that actually the stalker was me, and I've got to learn to leave Ricky Martin alone.
There was an Australian man who was he was on mandatory quarantine, and he escaped a four-floor hotel room by tying sheets together and scaling down. The police are calling the fugitive Rope Punzel. The last time they saw that many much fabric tied together, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big mystery that needs to be solved. It's called Scooby-Doo on that one.
This one's just for you, Scott. In England, a mourner who was at a wake smashed his wine glass and then stabbed them into a man's eyes with the wine glass shards at a funeral, and he gets 8 years prison sentence for it. Those weren't his prescription, silly.
See, he should have been in Florida. He could have thrown popcorn at him and got away with it.
This guy yesterday got arrested for throwing a hot dog at a cop. He's facing 3 years, dude. I'm like, 3 years throwing a hot dog. He didn't even have mustard to catch up on it. I don't even have a joke for it. I just saw it today.
I do, but the buttons will be going beep, 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 so we'll leave it alone.
Here, this one's pretty funny.
Okay. All right. Drag mule at first, about to say. Now, that's interesting. Drug mule stopped at airport last week, found with 151 cocaine capsules in its behind. Drug mule, more like drug ass. Jackass more like crack ass with an ass crack.
Get it? Drug mule, you mean drug ass more like, because it's a mule, you can say ass, right? All right, drug ass. Read the back part.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's a little more,
but wait. There's more. He got caught because his ass crack was showing.
All right. A British man fell off of his rental buggy with his buddies while they're out on a drunken binge. And his name was Andre Franco. He lost the use of his legs and his speech. Part of his skull was removed to reduce the swelling on his brain, in fact. Way to use your head, Andre. When questioned by the police, he had no comment.
Boom, boom.
Here's the one about the crazy thing.
Oh. Plus, he gives me all the crazy things. A monkey has been caught on video sharpening his machete on people's rooftops in a town in Brazil. Well, first of all, it's Brazil. All right, we got that. There it goes. He's seemingly uncatchable and won't put his machete down for several weeks now. Monkeypox more like monkey chops. Doug. We now call him Furious George.
That was Scott dubbed him that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Furious George. Furious you got another one, George. Scott?
Well, you know, I don't know if you know that, but today is National Joke Day. So I brought it
up
the other day.
It's like our birthday.
Is it Biden's birthday? Yeah. Joke Day? I'm sorry.
Oh!
So my new joke, anyway, you know, my father was really into smoking crack and rolling joints. You know, my mom was into women. It seems like they were always at odds. He was always cracks and paper, and she was scissors.
You got this one?
I do. You might want to get the button ready. Anyway.
You got this.
Fed searched the house of Donald Trump's Justice Department official who helped push his false election fraud claims. They found some Viagra while searching. So they did find evidence of his false erection claims.
A 71-year-old woman was gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park on Wednesday. If my son was by, I wouldn't care if he gored a 71-year-old woman at a park.
Do you want to do the
you like that one?
Day history?
That's so wrong.
Why? What if my son is by?
I'm laughing at it. I'm in a lot of trouble. Is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. If he is, we'll find out in a few minutes. There's a callback joke here coming. And that doesn't work when I tell you that there's a callback coming, though. A Molotov cocktail was thrown at a pro-life pregnancy center in an act of terrorism on Thursday. Probably this... wait a minute. And wasn't it too many cocktails that got those ladies in that pregnancy center in the first place?
Okay, pretty much.
Here's one for you.
Oh, I'm scared of this one.
Nah, it's right up your alley.
Is it?
Yeah.
300 people of the kingdom of, I'm just going to say Africa. I'm not even going to.
No, that's the joke, though. The name of the town is called Estwantini. Estwantini.
Estwantini. I have learned a new word, boys and girls.
It's a country.
Estwantini.
Estwantini.
Africa bravely gathered to celebrate Pride last week. Anything but heterosexuality is legal in that country.
Illegal.
Illegal in that country. Yeah. Well, okay.
So they were like risking imprisonment and death.
So am I every day in Polk County. Mm-hmm. I think being gay should be legal. Estwantini, since...
Sounds like a...
Since it sounds like the name of the gayest drink ever served at George's Alibi in St. Pete.
You ever been there?
No, I'm not planning on returning to St. Pete anytime soon.
Rest in peace. They closed a couple years back.
Yeah, St. Pete can... I love St. Pete. I love the people in St. Pete, but I'm not happy with some of the bars right now.
All right. Hey, Bobby, can we get a round of Eswantinis in here, please?
Coming right up.
Thank you, sir. Flights were halted after a plane skidded off the runway during its landing. The passengers and the plane both had skid marks.
I saw that coming.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go, bud. You have that one.
Did you want to do the history news?
Oh, well, yeah. I was saving that, but...
Let's do history news.
Let's do the history of news real quick. You started us out with it. What's it called again? Not old news, but good news?
Old news, but good news.
The history of this week in news history.
So July 5th, 1939, the canned meat Spam went into production. Now it's 2022 and it's never been more popular to put meat in your can.
Hey, I like Spam.
All right, I got one. This week in 1675, I don't know how to read. In 1675, this week in New England, King Philip's War began when a band of Wampanoag warriors massacred a border settlement of English colonists. Spoiler alert, the settlers won that war. Here's yours.
I got some here.
All right, you do yours.
Okay, yeah. this day, where did it go? This day in 1865, Great Britain created the world's first speed limit law.
Oh.
So I guess Wile E. Coyote finally did catch the Roadrunner. Beep, beep.
Here's another one for you guys. On June 1973, on the 24th of June, an arsonist burns a gay bar down, killing 32 people, the deadliest attack on a gay bar in U.S. history. That's where they get the term flamers from.
Actually, I could give you the real reason where the term flamers came from, but that's
go
for,
ahead.
That's for another day. That's for another day. Because it's we had to do that, though. All right, I have another.
It would be news to me.
It would be news
to me. And I'm here to stand up for the news, you know, it's because...
Stand up for the
news. It's not like the news can just stand up for itself. It was born without legs, and it's in a wheelchair and stuff.
It was born without legs, but my, does it move very fast. It's like, you know, it's a fine line between news and rumor.
Scott, you got more history in the news?
I didn't, but I brought stuff for the superhero. And,
yep, that's next. That's next.
Okay, I got one more.
Go ahead, Russell.
Also in this date in 1865, the U.S. Secret Service began operating under the Treasury Department. So it's interesting that the speed limit law and the Secret Service were created on the same day. So, you know, I don't remember who was president back then. I was pretty young. So there it is. But a lot of people don't know the Secret Service also handles all the counterfeit money and all that other stuff. It's not just protecting the president. Although they didn't do such a good job with George W. in the flying shoe.
Yeah, I saw that video. He almost got hit with a shoe.
He got hit with a shoe. It hit him right in the head.
He only ducked it.
Okay. He ducked it. It was funny.
The Secret Service guy ducked it. He ducked the shoe.
He went all the way that way.
Didn't he get fired, though?
He got fired. You don't do that. Okay, you're supposed to... If there is a missile heading towards that president, you are supposed to dive right in front of it, even though it won't matter squat because you'll both be platted, but you're still, that's the job that you agreed to do.
So you take the shoe then, right?
You take the shoe, but you know what? He didn't take the shoe, so he got the boot.
All right, here's the new segment. What's your superhero of choice, guys? And how would you exploit their powers?
Well, everybody looking at me. Wouldn't be my superhero.
You're going
choice?
First, that's why.
Oh, I'm going first, because I thought about this last week, and I decided to go with Thor. Because Thor, let's face it, is a Greek god. He's got he comes from good family, and he has a really big hammer.
What about you, Scott? Well, how would you exploit his powers, though?
How would I exploit his powers? Didn't I mention he's got a big hammer?
Scott?
Yeah, so I was thinking I would be Iceman, because I just love the idea of being able to prank people and freeze their toilets before I leave. Nice. I don't think I'd ever get old on that.
Nice joke. Oh, I would be Trojan Man. Yeah, Trojan Man, remember him? Because I would keep the world, safe from STDs and also keep our population under control.
Well, can Spider-Man do that? Because he can create his own condoms.
Spider-Web condoms? Yeah. They dissolve after a while, I heard.
So does he.
FDA finally bans Jewel last week. Did you hear about that? Jewel has been banned. Her music sucks anyway.
It's like, is she still doing music?
A woman and her two dogs are dead after being struck by lightning last week. Ironically, the dogs' names were Flash and Sparky. Alright, what about hopeful thoughts? Remember, we were going to do hopeful thoughts segment. Right, Scott? Hopeful thoughts subject today is the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scott? What's your hopeful thoughts?
My hopeful thought is I hope that the people in the Supreme Court, I hope their grandchildren all have thumbs growing out of their elbows, so when they sit at the table, they have kickstands.
You can't top that.
What? Joke of the day whistle. What the hell? What do you think, Russell? What's yours? What's your hopeful thought?
Check, please. My hopeful thought is that some of them retire soon, and then Biden can put somebody in there that has some sense. Okay, and that's my hopeful thought.
I don't have any hopeful thoughts. I'm not smart enough to think of something funny. But in Asheville, North Carolina, a harvesting squirrel collecting his dinner knocks out power for over 3,000 homes and businesses downtown. That happened last week. That's nuts!
Ba-da-boom.
A tourist in Egypt is attacked by a shark last week, and he lost a leg and an arm. Those swimming lessons sure costed her an arm and a leg. Now she'll never walk like an Egyptian. Because she died in the ambulance on the way home.
Oh, that's so sad.
All right, you got this one, bud.
Oh, Lord. Several people killed in a shooting at a shopping center in Copenhagen Sunday. Harry Styles even canceled his concert after the shooting at the mall. They, however, did have some sales that simply were to die for.
Way to sell it. Oh, a bison was caught on camera while it was running loose on an Alberta highway. Hey, it was being chased by a 71-year-old love-struck, obsessed, naked woman infatuated by my bison. Fortunately, the road wasn't a one-way because he goes both ways. Thanks, Bobby. Is that our show today? All right. Thanks, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next week. Oh, the big surprise announcement. 2 weeks from today, Tommy Chong again. Our second interview with him. Hopefully he doesn't get saboteured this time. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Stand up for news.
Let's get out of here.
Stand up for news.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.